Visit a farm. Log on to escapemaker.com, New York City's guide to ideas on weekend getaways and day trips, to orchards, farms, wineries, breweries, and more. No car? No problem. This year, Escape Maker is offering the Dutchess County Farm Fresh Tours program in conjunction with Metro North Railroad. Take the train from New York City and spend the day exploring local Hudson Valley agritourism with farm, winery, and distillery visits. Just a quick two-hour ride. For more info, stop by the Escape Maker pop-up shop located at Foldenstall Market in the South Street Seaport. Sign up for your farm getaway at escapemaker.com today.
Thank you for listening to Heritage Radio Network. We are a member-supported nonprofit food radio station. That means that every single thing we do, from broadcasting 35 weekly shows for free, to bringing you exclusive content from sold-out food events across the country, to offering scholarships to high school students, is only possible thanks to the support of our loyal members. And we want you to join the club. Become a member during our 2017 summer drive to get access to sweet swag and pledge your support to the world's only food radio station. Visit heritageradionetwork.org/donate to become a member now.
Hour. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, and somewhere is Bushwick. I'm Kat Johnson, and I'm here with my co-host, Katie Mosman-Wadler, Executive Director of HRN.
Hey, everybody.
We also have our membership coordinator, Hannah Forden, in the studio.
Hello, everybody.
And our Julia Child fellow, Jordan Werner.
Hi.
Hey, Jordan. And our fabulous intern, Liz Mystic.
What up?
We're also thrilled to be joined in the studio today by Kaylin Sanders and Cash Barkley from EscapeMaker.com. Welcome, ladies.
Hi, thank you for having us.
It's an Escape Maker takeover.
Woo! We're so happy you guys are here. We also are very lucky to have in the studio with us Mary Kay Verba from Dutchess Tourism. Welcome.
Hey, it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much.
So we're going to spend some time today talking about getting out of Dodge, also known as Brooklyn, and enjoying the wild world of the Hudson Valley region of New York.
Cannot wait. We're going to start off the show, as usual, with rapid-fire headlines from shows broadcasted around the network this week, and then we're going to give a quick rundown of some recent and upcoming events in our world. After the break, we're going to talk to our in-studio guests, take a little break, and then we're going to be joined on the line by Lydia Higginson with Dutchess Spirits in Pine Plain, which is on the eastern side of Dutchess County. There's a theme here, guys. And finally, because it's our tradition, we're going to end the show with some trivia, so get ready.
Okay.
All right.
Uh-oh. But first, we have our HRN headlines. So, big week this week for milestone episodes here at HRN. Sherry Bayer celebrated the 150th episode of All in the Industry with special guest Gail Green. And also this week, Cooking Issues turned the big 300. 300 episodes of Cooking Issues, guys.
Congrats to them. Love Bites this week had its most foodie-focused episode to date. Co-host Jacqueline Raposo and Severe senior digital editor Max Falkowitz faced off in a battle of food editor versus food freelancer.
Dun, dun, dun. And then this week, both Beer Sessions Radio and Foment About It were focusing on craft breweries. So we had on Beer Sessions, Allagash Brewery founder Rob Todd talking about issues relevant to all independent craft brewers.
And on Foment About It, they visited the New York Crafts and Imports Festival hosted by Queens local homebrew club Brewstoria, Pilsner Urquell, and Ray's Brewing Company.
And in policy this week, Ag Insider Chuck Abbott was on What Doesn't Kill You, talking about Sonny Perdue, potential USDA Science Department head Sam Clovis, and why farm incomes are heading down after recent highs just 5 years ago.
And last but not least, on Magnifico Radio, they also answered more of our environmental inquiries as Eben Bayer of Ecovative? How do I say it, David? Phone a friend.
Ecovative? I don't know.
Ecovative.
Yeah.
Eben Bayer of Ecovative joined Kate to discuss creating a sustainable product with endless uses and how to share it with the world. That is just a small taste of some of the shows that were on this week. Now we're on to events. I want to remind everyone that next Wednesday we are hosting another edition of Books and Brews, but this one is doubly special. We're calling it Volumes and Vinegars. It's August 9th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Brooklyn Kitchen. We're celebrating two of our hosts' books, Michael Harlan Turkel and Harry Rosenblum, who both have books coming out about vinegar. We're going to have vinegar...
Only at HRN.
There is going to be vinegar-based snacks and drinks, recipes from the books, and our friends at Lagunitas Brewing Company are going to be providing the beer. So can't wait for that. If you want to find that event page, you can go to facebook.com/Heritage Radio Network, and you can click on events, and there is an event page that will direct you to our Eventbrite. Next, we're going to talk about our field trip that we took yesterday to Ore Washers.
That is right. So we are really into the spirit of getting our team out of the office whenever we can and going to visit our friends in the food industry, especially in New York City. So we were so lucky yesterday. We got to go to Hunts Point with the whole team, all of our interns, and we toured the Ore Washers facility up there. It's their big production facility, and they just added on a new space that they're going to be expanding into. And we just had the best time. You can check out our blog that should be posted very soon. I would say probably by tomorrow if it's not already. We also got the chance to interview the owner of Ore Washers, Keith Cohen, who bought the bakery around 2008 when it was already 90 years old. So this is really a New York fixture. But got to talk to him about his kind of obsessive quality controls that he does in the bakery and his quest to always be adding the newest, latest, greatest kind of just tweaks to his very traditional recipes. He's really on board with preserving the long legacy of Ore Washers and keeping it something that's comfortable and accessible for people, but also that is really just the best product that it can be. And they really sealed the deal for us with an incredible lunch. We ate so much bread yesterday, guys. We had all kinds of sandwiches. The lunch was catered by their Upper East Side location because they have a full-on cafe there where you can get everything from bagels and lox and incredibly delicious schmear. They do a cream cheese that is like loaded with fresh dill. Their everything bagels have everything, you know, stuff on the outside, but also on the inside, like mixed into the dough. It's really delicious. And oh, David.
Never fails. Right.
This clip, we hear it sometimes. I think it's been on at least half of our happy hour episodes. We do love bread.
No, you
here
keep talking
Heritage
about bread. So
I know. We true just can't stop. Can't stop. Won't stop. Sorry, not sorry. Also, if you haven't had the chocolate chip cookie from Ore Washers.
Oh.
I mean, what did you guys think about the cookie?
God.
It was life changing. They use Valrhona chocolate and super high butterfat content butter. So it's like the most decadent chocolate chip cookie I've ever had. Like I brought one home. Yeah, I brought one home for my boyfriend and I was like, oh, I brought this for you to enjoy. And then like halfway through, I was like, I need to eat the rest of it.
I suddenly resent you.
Why do I hate you?
I'm pretty sure tomorrow is National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day.
Ooh.
Oh,
I'm pretty
gosh
sure.
Let's go back. We have to go back.
Drop everything. Go to Ore Washers. Get the chocolate chip cookie. Also, the chocolate croissant, which was my breakfast.
Oh, so
also,
good.
They have a really good baguette. Bagels are delicious. You really can't go wrong. So big thanks to those guys for hosting our field trip. We just had the best time. And Kat did an awesome Instagram story on it, too. So check that out while it's still up.
I think it's gone.
No.
You snooze, you lose on the Instagram story front. I did save it, though, so we can post it somewhere later.
Let's post it.
I thought ahead.
You're the best.
Thanks. I also wanted to mention that although our membership fundraiser, whatever you want to call it, is officially over as of July 31st. Our goal was $20,000 and we ended just $268 short. So huge thank you to everyone who supported us.
Woo!
Thank you. It was an ambitious goal, and we think that was a huge win for us. And if you're feeling a little generous today, just a little bit, and you want to push us over the edge, go to heritageradionetwork.org and click on the beating heart and give a little bit, and we'll get there. That's all. Okay.
Thanks, everybody. Great success.
All right. So now we are going to start chatting with Kaylin and Cash from EscapeMaker.com and Mary Kay of Duchess Tourism. So I'll just start with all of you guys, a general question. How does agritourism impact your area's farmers and producers?
I'm going to give that to Mary Kay because she's in Dutchess County.
Well, thanks. You know, agriculture is very important to our area. We have about 60 farms that are open to the public, 14 farm markets, 15 craft beverage producers, and many of those rely on the visitors coming from outside the area to help boost their bottom line. And they've added special attractions so you can go and not only pick produce or taste a craft beverage, but bring your family. And a lot of the farms have included bouncy things, and they've got corn mazes and lots of animals to pet with the goats and the cows. And, you know, you can see how cheese is made and all kinds of things. So it really has created not only a large economic impact, but it has added to the quality of life in our county because so much of that farmland is preserved under our county's land associations, that it really helps to create that quality of life that we want our visitors and our residents to experience.
And Escape Maker is helping get people there. So Kaylin and Cash, tell us a little bit about EscapeMaker.com.
Sure. So next month is our 17th anniversary.
Wow.
Congrats. Whoa.
Yeah, thank you.
Nice time, you guys.
thanks, David. So we tell people about how to get out of the city with a focus on farms, food, beverage, craft beverage, wine trails, craft beverage trails, and super honored to be assuming the operations this season for Dutchess Tourism's very successful Farm Fresh Tours program, which starts September 2nd and runs through the end of October on weekends. And if you don't have a car, you can hop on Metro North. We have a lot of different itineraries that people can go on, from distillery. We've got a farm and distillery tour, an apple picking tour, sips and syrups and sustainability tour for people kind of interested in the education side. And just really excited to be taking on this program for this season because it's really what we're about, and now we can actually connect people to Dutchess County.
And what we've tried to do when this program was created, to put a little bit of an education aspect to it, because people are so interested this day on where their foods are coming from. And just, you know, 75 miles from Brooklyn, you have this great food basket, and that you can come up and experience and learn about all those things.
And Mary Kay, you mentioned the craft brewing industry. Can you tell me how that's changed the face of Dutchess County?
Oh, well, it's just exploded. And, you know, thanks to Governor Cuomo and a lot of the regulations that he instituted, it makes it sustainable and profitable for people to get into the business. So we see more and more breweries coming on. We've got two or three more that are in the planning stages for Dutchess. And what I like about it is they're not just putting up the brewery. They're being a full farm area. So they're growing the grains, they're growing the hops, they're growing everything that they're going to need to produce the beers and other spirits that they would be making in the area. So it's created jobs. Tourism visitor spend in Dutchess County was up 7.5%, 16 over 15. Part of that is due to the craft beverage explosion with the distilleries. One of our wineries, Malaya, their wines are now being served on Japan Airlines. So we're really having a worldwide effect with Crown Maple. Their syrup is being sold both in London and Australia. So that helps in our branding. And so that really brings people in from all over the world into Dutchess, and what we think really sets us apart and makes us distinctly Dutchess.
That's great. And now Hannah's our membership coordinator, and she actually went on one of these tours. Hannah, tell us about your day.
It was a great day. So I am from the Hudson Valley. I grew up there primarily, and right now I'm lucky enough to be splitting my time between Brooklyn and Dutchess County, so I get to enjoy the best of all the food worlds in New York State. lucky me. The day was fantastic. I met the group at Grand Central. Kaylin and Cash made it super easy. They're so organized. And we just hopped on the train, headed over to Wissahic, and the tour began. We We visited a number of different farms. We visited McEnroe Farm, which was incredible. We got like this tour of their amazing composting facility, which I think was one of my favorite parts of the day. It was super impressive. Yeah.
The tomatoes were amazing. I mean, superhuman, gigantor tomatoes.
Yeah. And they've sort of managed to splice their tomatoes with some like very all natural genetic engineering to make their tomatoes grow all year round. So like I know that I get sad when tomato season is over at the end of August, but they're available all the time. I also really enjoyed going to the Taconic Distillery. I didn't really know that much about distillation, and I feel like I learned so much from their incredible staff. And again, Kaylin and Cash made the day go so seamlessly. We had a bunch of stops along the way. We had this super comfortable tour bus, and they made sure everyone had snacks, and we got little chapsticks. And I just feel like even though I'm from the area, I wound up learning a lot about the agriculture. And again, as like a local, I tend to be a little protective of the area, and like there's increased tourism. But I think that what sets you guys apart is that it's super accessible. It's not expensive. And it makes it really easy for people to come in from outside the area to get to know it and to support all of the local businesses. So I really appreciate what you're doing.
Awesome. Well, yeah. And we couldn't do that without amazing partners in Dutchess County. I mean, it's just kind of exponentially growing, and we're hoping to expand the tours that we do, not just, you know, for the fall. I mean, there's so much to do year-round, just in terms of education, indoor types of tours. So I'm glad you had a good time.
Yes.
And it makes for a great overnight and weekend experience, so that, you know, people can come up if you want to come up on a Saturday. Enjoy the trip. Stay at Beacon or Poughkeepsie or Rhinebeck or Millerton. They're all walkable communities that have wonderful restaurants because of the Culinary Institute of America in our backyard. A lot of the chefs come up and they fall in love with the area because of the availability of the produce that's there and the meats and everything. And then they say they want to stay and they open up these great restaurants. So our restaurants have all these fabulous chefs from the culinary. And so, you know, we just really have a great dining mecca. And so, you know, you can't do it all in one day, so you need to stay overnight. And now with Uber and Lyft there, it even makes it more accessible than it's been. We've tried to make it as accessible as we can, but Zipcar is there. And with Metro North, we've been partnering with them for over 15 years on doing these trips. And it's so accessible now that it's just a must come.
So do you think people have been pretty receptive to having Uber and Lyft start operating in the area?
I think they have. You know, we've got, of course, build up our availability, but I haven't really heard of anybody not being able to get where they want to go with Uber and Lyft. And as I look at it, periodically I see more and more of the little black cars on the map when I bring it up. It's been affordable. One of the things people have to realize, though, is, you know, Dutchess County is 800 square miles. And so if you're, you know, the farms are just not off the train station. You have to go out, and it takes a little bit of a ride. So we've got some building, but it's happening, and we're really excited about it.
Yeah, that's one of the challenges, you know, we've had over the years is figuring out how to get the carless person up. Once they get to the station, what options do they have? And obviously now this partnership off Metro North with Zipcar, adding cars at several of the stations within Dutchess County opens up all these different possibilities now that people can go out. And then obviously the Farm Fresh tours, you know, for people that want to be, you know, taken on a bus and don't have to even worry about driving. So we feel like, you know, there are more possibilities coming up to cater to especially the New York City resident that just doesn't want to deal with driving from the city up. But once they take the train up, you know, now they actually have options where they didn't used to.
And it's such a nice ride. You know, and you get to see all the history. You know, you get to go past West Point Military Academy. You get to go past Bannerman's Island. You know, if you want to combine your agricultural tour with kayaking on the Hudson River. You get off the train, you walk. Maybe you like the arts. So Dia Beacon is there, which is a contemporary art museum with 300,000 square foot with wonderful contemporary artists of Richard Serra and others. And then just the small communities that are walkable that you can enjoy and have great antique shopping and other types of clothing and all kinds of unique things going on.
Are there any more like best kept secrets of Dutchess County that you guys are just like chomping at the bit to get people to go check out?
I'm going to give that one to you.
Well, we do have some stuff, and you know, I think there's six things in Dutchess County that you won't find anywhere else in the United States. One of those is the walkway over the Hudson, longest linear park in the world, 212 feet over the Hudson River. The other is we have the only accredited zoo on a high school campus.
Wow.
Out at Millbrook Zoo. And it's a great little 35-acre zoo that's got some really phenomenal pandas and other things, you know. So that's kind of a great side trip for you to bring your children's on. Wings Castle, which is right by Millbrook Winery. So if you're going to the winery, you can walk their trails and go up to the top of the hill. And Wings Castle was designed by Peter Wing, who was a Vietnam veteran, kind of came back and was really kind of disheartened with life, and during the 60s in urban renewal, when Poughkeepsie was taking down so many buildings, he went there and he collected the window frames and the tiles and different artifacts and built this German-looking castle with a moat. So that's kind of tucked away there. And if you come up as well, maybe you're an antiques, and maybe you love airplanes. So we have the old Rhinebeck Aerodrome, where you can actually take a flight over the Hudson River. It's World War I type airplanes, and they have air shows every Saturday and Sunday, but they have three hangars full of other antique machinery and things that are out there. So there's a lot of hidden gems around the county to find, particularly with the rail trails, right? If you like to hike and bike, it's over 26 miles off-road bicycling, and you can rent a bike. You don't have to bring it up on the train. So there's really a variety of things to do.
I'm really starting to wonder why I live in Brooklyn.
Well, come on up.
Join me.
We need you here, Kat.
There's lots of Brooklyn folks coming our way and discovering who we are.
We can hike like around Bushwick-ish. I don't think it's as pretty, though.
And I have to say, one thing about the Farm Fresh tours is that it's definitely oriented towards food lovers. Like the day was just filled with, we were hearing from farmers and all sorts of experts from the food and drink world. So I think for HRN listeners who don't have a car and need a weekend getaway, it's the perfect escape.
Awesome.
And, you know, we also have lots of other special events that go on. And you know, there's a corn festival coming up on August 3rd and a pumpkin festival on October 15th. And those are both festivals that you can bring the train up and just walk to. They're right there in Beacon, so get off at that stop. We also have the Burger and Beer Bash at the baseball stadium. That's about a two-minute ride from the Beacon train station on August 17th. We have the second-largest fair in New York State, the Dutchess County Agricultural Fair, that's coming up the end of August. September is the Hudson Valley Wine and Food Festival. also new coming to our area for all the vegetarians and vegan lovers out there is the Hudson Valley Veg Fest. And that's going to be September 23rd and 24th, and I think it's really going to be exciting with a lot of new activities.
That's awesome. We also have some events coming up. Maybe Cash, you want to tell them about some events we have?
Yeah, we've got a couple of exciting fall events. So on September 7th, we have our Farms and Foliage Tasting Event, which is going to be at our pop-up shop down at Fulton Stall Market at the South Street Seaport. So that's going to be an evening event. It'll be a ton of fun. There's so much action going on down at the Seaport right now. The Food Lab Series is down there, and there's an outdoor garden bar. New speakeasy just opened up, so come check it out. There's a lot of cool stuff to do on there, so it'll be a good, fun evening event. And then September 15th, which is a Friday, we have our annual Apple Palooza, which is at Union Square Green Market. So this is going to be an all-day festival, music, lots of samples, all kinds of apple-related
New York Apple Association
treats.
Is providing lots of apples.
Yeah,
lots of apples.
Lots of free apples. And we'll be there all day just kind of talking about different places you can go visit. So we'll have representatives from Dutchess County and some more partners in the Hudson Valley, the Catskills, the Finger Lakes, inspiring people to get out there for apple season and to plan a weekend getaway. So definitely check those out.
Awesome.
Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah.
Well, we need to take a quick break to have a word from our sponsors, and then we will be back with more hype about the Hudson Valley. Thank you, Kaylin and Cash from Escape Maker, and thank you, Mary Kay. And we will be back in a moment.
Log on to EscapeMaker.com, New York City's guide to ideas on weekend getaways and day trips to orchards, farms, wineries, breweries, and more. No car, no problem. This year, EscapeMaker is offering the Dutchess County Farm Fresh Tours program in conjunction with Metro North Railroad. Take the train from New York City and spend the day exploring local Hudson Valley agritourism with farm, winery, and distillery visits. Just a quick two-hour ride. All shuttles then transfer via the Beacon, Wasaic, and Poughkeepsie train stations. Itineraries highlight artisanal eats, craft beverages, apple picking, eco-friendly organic farming, festivals, and more. Or, if you're looking for more info about visiting local farms and wineries, stop by the Escape Maker pop-up shop located at Fulton Stall Market on Front Street in the South Street Seaport. Open 7 days a week, the market is rich with fresh produce, local meat, New York State apples and baked goods, homemade pasta, and cheese. Get inspired and sign up for your farm getaway at EscapeMaker.com today.
Welcome back. This is the HRN Happy Hour. We are having a special takeover episode today with all things Hudson Valley. We have Escape Maker here with us, and we have Mary Kay from Dutchess Tourism. And we're about to be joined on the line by Lydia Higginson from Dutchess Spirits. Do we have Lydia?
You sure do.
Hi. Hi. Thank you so much for being with us today.
I'm delighted. Thanks for having me.
So Dutchess Spirits is a stop on the Farm Fresh Farms and Distilleries tour. And Lydia, you were instrumental in developing the Farm Fresh tours over the span of 8 years when you were working for Dutchess Tourism. I was hoping you could give us the quick history of Dutchess Spirits and what people should expect and why they should visit.
Sure. Dutchess Spirits is the site of the former Legger Schultz underground complex of bunkers and tunnels used during Prohibition. So we're a historic site. In addition, we are going into production on moonshine on the site by the end of the year. And so people will have a chance. Right now, we are carrying 75 different New York craft distilleries products. And we have a farmer's market, and they get to do a tour. And the people will get a chance to be in the bunkers that Dutch Schultz used during Prohibition and also to see the tunnel entrances and some of the tunnel, but not in them because they're very small.
Wow. that's incredible. So how many people can fit in these tunnels at a time?
Really, like one person. I was showing somebody the other day. In fact, we're about to be filmed on Mysteries at the Museum, and the crew was up ahead of time, and they looked at it and saw how small they are, and they said, "What did he have? Oompa Loompas working here?"
All right.
You're so to crouch, but they can at least get into the entrance of one of them just to sort of sit and see what it's like. I mean, they're tunnels. They're not glamorous. They're tunnels. Mm-hmm. But if people are fascinated by being in the bunkers that were used during Prohibition, and I try to do a lot of Prohibition era or Prohibition stuff for programming. Like we're doing a Women in Whiskey dinner that has Dutch Schultz as a character. We did a murder mystery dinner with a murder down in the bunker. We're doing a laser tag FBI versus the mobsters. So,
could you throw in the dates of these upcoming events?
Sure. The Women in Whiskey dinner is Friday, September 29th. The laser tag is Saturday, October 7th. We're also doing a history tavern trail event, which is Friday, October 13th. We're also hosting a Mid-Hudson Etsy Makers pop-up boutique on Saturday, October 14th. We have an author coming to talk about bootlegging in the Hudson Valley. That's on Sunday, October 27th. So in addition to the Farm Fresh Tour dates, you know, we have events almost every weekend, and we're always open to the public Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We have 400 acres. We invite people to come and picnic or hang out on one of the decks and sit outside. I get a lot of vintage car clubs that love to pull up and just hang out for the afternoon.
Amazing. So you have a really busy summer schedule into fall. We've also heard something about hot air balloons. Can you fill us in?
Actually, we're holding off on the hot air balloons for right
about
now.
That.
We were
going
to have launches when we could, but the weather is so, it has such a major impact. And because we're sort of at the top of a valley, we get a lot of wind, so balloons will not be launching on a regular basis. Occasionally.
Well, I'm glad you're taking safety first. That is good to hear. Well, tell us a little bit more about your future vision for Dutch's Spirits, and what does peak operation and capacity look like for you?
I think we're looking at 300,000 gallons a year is going to be our peak. That's what we're going to be gearing up for, and we're really aiming to have a release party on New Year's Eve. We're also growing corn right now, so that'll be the class of 2019 bourbon.
Wow.
And we're always going to do tours. In the winter, we do have a 3/4 mile long dirt driveway, so weekends only in the winter. We eventually are going to offer the capacity to cater for lunches for bus groups. Right now, we just partner with different area restaurants if they would like to get a lunch catered for a group or for an individual. They just want to pick something up in town and bring it over.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also thinking maybe down the line there could be a B&B in the back of the property. With 400 acres, you can do an awful lot. We're also working on curating the tunnels and the displays more. Like, we have the FBI destroyed all the moonshine and bootlegging equipment when they raided it the third time, and they found everything. When they raided it the third time, they found two stills, 16,000 gallons of mash, and 10,000 pounds of sugar, and only two men were caught. They'll escape the tunnels.
Wow.
So I'd like to see some additional displays with our tunnels. We're exploring maybe having a GoPro go on like a little train, like a toy train track through so people can actually see what it's like.
Cool.
So realistically, we're never going to get the masses to the tunnels. It's just not going to happen. It's too small.
Wow.
And they're dirty. And there's bugs. And there's bats.
I'll watch the GoPro video. That's fine.
From the comfort of my own home.
Okay. So, Lydia, how can our listeners learn more? What's your website? What are your social media handles?
Sure. Well, we're on Facebook, Dutch's Spirits. And on our website is www.dutchsspirits.com. You can also reach us by phone, 518-398-1022. Our Facebook page always has the most current information on what farmers markets we may be at in the tri-state area, in addition to any events that are happening in the near future.
Fantastic. Well, Lydia, thank you again for being on our show today. It was really a treat to talk to you, and I hope to meet you very soon at Dutch's Spirits, and I want to get on one of these Farm Fresh tours. It sounds like such
Great.
A blast.
Let me know when you're coming up, and hi, Mary Kay.
Will do.
Hey, Lydia, hi. Thanks, and keep doing the great work.
Thank you.
All right, take care.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
All right. It's that time of the show when we turn to trivia. So, thank you for that enthusiasm. All right. So, because our theme of the show today is the Hudson Valley, we are going to ask some questions of Kaylin Cash and Mary Kay about the Hudson Valley. Are you ready?
Mary Kay.
You didn't tell me about this part.
I'm going to phone a friend over there.
Okay. So, the first question is, which direction does the Hudson River flow?
I'll take that. South.
Okay.
It flows both ways.
That's right.
Because it's an estuary.
Trick question.
It's an estuary. And it,
I've only ever gone river tubing, and it went. And I know I went down south.
Kaylin, you were definitely right.
Yeah, that is true.
It also flows
half a
north.
Point. Both A and B. The answer was C, both A and B.
Yeah, because that's why the Native Americans called it the river that flows both ways.
Okay, that's actually the follow-up question. Do you know what the name is in Mohican? I guess that's the name of the language.
Of the Hudson River?
Yeah. It means the river that flows both ways.
I feel like I used to know this. My mom's an elementary school teacher, so like I have all these amazingly strange bits of knowledge, but right now my brain is goldfish brain.
I have the pronunciation here as Mohicanuck. Mohicanuck?
Yep.
Yes, exactly.
Sure, yes. Sounds right, right?
That's what I was going to say.
I have a fun fact in here. I'll go ahead and ask this as well. Do you know how far north the tide can flow when it reverses direction?
Albany.
Is Troy close to Albany?
Yes.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you
go. Troy's the next town up.
There you go. All right, question number three. What percentage of New York State's farms are in the Hudson Valley? We can do Price is Right rules. Whoever gets close.
Price is Right is coming to Duchess.
$1.
Oh, Price is Right is coming to Duchess?
Yeah, at the Mid-Hudson Civic Center.
No way!
Is this Drew, with Drew Carey?
I'm not sure if he's coming, but I know the show is coming.
I would assume so. Yeah.
I would say 40%.
Lower. You have any guesses?
25.
That's what I was
going to
say.
It's lower.
Oh.
It's 15% in the but this is the 2007 consensus. So I feel like a lot could have changed since then.
Definitely.
Yeah, $1.
So we're saying that answer's wrong. In 2007 there were 5,326 farms in the Hudson Valley. And that does not count 10 years of growth. So
yeah, lots have happened.
Lots has happened. All right, question number 4. This is our last question. The Hudson Valley has 7 counties in total. Can you name them all?
Westchester, Rockland, Putnam, Orange, Ulster, and Dutchess.
One more.
Green.
Columbia.
Got it.
Yeah.
I had a feeling.
That was supposed to be a hard question.
Yeah. Easy.
Mary Kay, you nailed that.
That's
why she was our team captain.
Yeah. You win trivia. All right. Well, that is our show. Thank you so much to Kaylin Sanders and Cash Barkley from EscapeMaker.com and Mary Kay Verba of Dutchess Tourism and, of course, Lydia Higginson, who joined us by phone from Dutchess Spirits.
And thanks to our producers. We have Jordan Werner, Liz Mystic, Hannah Forden. Thank you. And to our special, most important VIP, Dave Tattersor, engineer. Yay! Big round of applause, Dave. Thank you. As always, you nailed it. And Kaylin.
Yeah, can I just tell people if they want to make a reservation for these awesome tours to go to escapemaker.com/farmfreshtours, you'll need to make a reservation first before you buy your Metro-North ticket. So make sure you get a spot because they are filling up.
Awesome.
Nice.
Thank you so much, everybody. Thank you so much for having a Escape Maker takeover today. This has been a blast.
Thank you, guys. It's been so fun.
And check out Hannah's blog post on heritageradionetwork.org if you want to see some photos from the Farm Fresh tour.
It's amazing.
Thank you.
All right, that's our show. We'll see you next week, but Katie won't be here because she's getting married. Wrong sound effect, but nice try. All right.
I'll see you in 2 weeks.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Heritage Radio Network, food radio supported by you. For our freshest content and to hear about exclusive events, subscribe to our newsletter. Enter your email at the bottom of our website, heritageradionetwork.org. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at @heritage_radio. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization driving conversations to make the world a better, fairer, more delicious place. And we couldn't do it without support from listeners like you. Want to be a part of the food world's most innovative community? rate the shows you like, tell your friends, and please join our community by becoming a member. Just click on the beating heart at the top right of our homepage. Thanks for listening.
HRN Happy Hour is powered by Simplecast. Simplecast is a popular hosting and analytics platform that allows podcasters to easily host and publish to apps like Apple Podcasts. If you have a podcast or are looking to create your very first, check it out. Try it for free and save half off your first 3 months at simplecast.com/heritage.